It's normal not to be in the best moods all day, every day. However, more than 3 million Canadians will experience a bout of depression at some point in their lives. We all have ways of breaking out of a funk. Anyone who has ever put on their favorite album at the end of a hard day knows that music can improve a bad mood. Now it turns out, with the help of a trained professional, music may be a valuable tool in treating clinical depression. I'm Emily Lang, and on this episode of The Friday Show, I ask, how is music used to improve mental health? I spoke with music therapist Maxine Fisher, simply what role she plays in this field.
The reason I'm there is to find a way to connect through music, through voice, through talking, through whatever way possible to connect with another human being and assist them in feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty basic that way, because the whole idea is we all want to feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to feel comfortable, and we all want to feel listened to. We
yeah.
all want to feel seen and heard. And I think the most that I can offer anybody, whether it's a client or a friend, is to be present with them and to really listen to
right.
them. And then to offer them a chance to really speak through their music, through their body, through sound, through voice, through whatever's meaningful to them.
Music therapy has been used in a range of ways to treat depression. Approaches can be active or receptive. Active techniques might be used when participants cannot articulate difficult feelings. Maxine Fisher uses techniques to connect with her clients in an improvised dialogue, which can act as a springboard to emotional awareness. Maxine shares a personal story with me that provides an example of the impact this type of work brings.
I was working with this older woman who often when you work with seniors, you bring them songs that are familiar to them. So I was singing some different familiar songs to a woman who had some dementia, and dementia meaning that her mind was no longer working as it had when she was younger. She had some confusion, and she would repeat a lot of words over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people at the facility believed that she truly wasn't present. So I kept bringing these songs over and over to her, and realized that the more I sang them, the more stories she would talk about how sad she felt and things that had hurt her, say them over and over. So I thought, well, this isn't working. What can I do so that this woman will have a way to release her pain rather than continue to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about Sarah McLachlan's song, In the Arms of an Angel.
Yep.
And it just talks about pain in that song. So I thought, I'm just going to sing this to her.
Yeah.
For the first time in any of the sessions, she was quiet. And afterwards, she said, thank you. And a week later, she passed on. And that was a very profound experience for me, because this woman was deeply disturbed and deeply depressed from her words and her stories.
Yeah.
And yet when she was met with a song that expressed pain, but not a song that was familiar, that just brought up everything to
right.
her, she was able to accept it and come into the present moment and thank me.
Yeah.
It's moments like that when you feel there's really been a deep connection and that you've really assisted somebody in healing something.
Currently, Maxine has a music group at a local independent living facility. I spoke with Bill, one of the clients in this group, who explains the importance of Maxine's role.
I'm glad Maxine comes here, and I hope she keeps coming, that's for sure. And the people here that go, we really enjoy it, you know. Everybody always asks if we're going to do it, you know, when I meet them in the hallways and stuff. And it's just a delightful hour, you know. Yeah. I'd like it to be a little longer, but that's the time that she has, you know. Yeah, music is just good therapy. And it's sort of a universal thing. Everybody can enjoy it together, like, you know, it crosses all lines, you know. That's what I find, anyway. Even the people in the deepest Alzheimer's, you'll see them keeping time with a hand or a foot, you know. They know the music. I can easily get prescriptions for depression. You know, I mean, that's the easiest thing to do, but I don't like to take anything to alter mood-altering drugs. So I find music one of the best things for me not to have to do that. as soon as I walk in with Maxine and them, any depression, you forget all about yourself, to put it plainly, I guess. And when I do the music at Mount St. Mary's, too, I walk through the door, that's it.
So music therapy has numerous clinical uses, including work with clients that have physical and mental disabilities. In some cases, music therapy provides an outlet that more traditional forms of therapy are not able to provide.
It's becoming more well-known, more accepted, the more people learn about it, and more importantly, not just learn about it, we're having a talking interview. The actual experience of either observing a group that is having a music therapy session or one-on-one or being part of it is really, I believe, what really brings to light, yeah, this is something, a modality that really, really works and
yeah.
is a beautiful way to connect with people. And the truth is, we since we're born, our first language is music.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard Bernstein said it very well. This is a quote, "Music can name the unnameable and communicate the unknowable." And so when you bring the piece of music into the work and you have a chance to explore that, there's all types of healing, all types of discoveries, all types of expressing your feelings and letting go of things that you don't need anymore.
Yeah.
that you can do. And the biggest issue, as with any type of therapy or any type of service, is that, as you probably know, there isn't a lot of funding for some of the populations that need it the most.
Maxine Fisher is encouraged by the growing body of evidence that validates her work, and the results are strong enough to suggest that music therapy is effective. I'm Emily Lang for The Friday Show.